Hello, hello. How's everybody doing? I am so excited to be here. Welcome to the live. This is Prophetess Dr. Lisa. I'm so happy to see you today. Now, I hope that you guys have been having a wonderful day. I've been having a pretty good day. Had a little light breakfast. I prayed. I read a few scriptures. I studied the word of God. And now I'm live talking to y'all because the enemy has been so busy with trying to confuse God's people about their purpose. So I want you to know that it did not work out because you were chosen for success. God chooses his people for success. So let's start off with prayer. Go ahead and share the live with somebody so that they could come on and receive the prophetic word of God. Also, make sure that you can put in your comments in the live. I believe it's turned on. Let me see if it's going to let me type. Go ahead and leave a comment of where you are from, your name. And let's just go to the throne of grace in prayer. Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for the gift of life. We don't take it for granted. We thank you for blessing us, Lord, with success. We are chosen by you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that it didn't work out. The devil meant bad, but we thank you, Lord, that you meant it for our good. Every evil spirit that lied on us, that hurt us, Lord, it is being put together in heaven. It is working together for our good, and we want to give you glory for it right now. We want to thank you, Lord, that we were chosen for success, and we pray it in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, amen. We are live on YouTube. We are live on all platforms. We are live on our podcast. We have a new podcast called Chosen for Success. Want you, women of God, women of men, to please go ahead and subscribe so that every time I upload a live, you guys will be a part of it and you won't miss it. So let's get into what God is saying. The enemy wants you to fear. He wants you to walk in fear that it did not work out. But you have to remember that you are God's chosen one. So I want to talk to the people of God that are wanting to give up and that you've had your heart broken due to a relationship that did not work out because of the lies that were told to you. You've been trying to figure out, what did you do wrong? Well, I'm here to tell you, you didn't do anything wrong. You've been stressing out on, you know, God, how can I fix it? The Lord said that you could not fix it. You can't fix the relationship because it was never going to work. I know it's hard to hear that. That's a hard pill to swallow because you put your time in and time is valuable. You've cooked the best meals that you could cook. You know, you bought the best gifts. How many of y'all can relate that you could buy? You gave the best advice that you could give to help them go to the next level. Some of y'all have even been fornicating, having sex. Those of you who are not married, you've been having sex and you just said, Lord, this is the best sex. Make this my husband. This is the best sex. Some of y'all have even moved in with the person, typing in the chat, say, Lord, type it in the comments, say, Lord, you talking to me. Lord, you talking to me. Let me see it. Type it in the comments, say, Lord, you talking to me. Some of y'all have even moved in with the person that God did not choose. Type it in the comments, say, Lord, you are talking to me. You're talking to me, Lord. But because you are a chosen, you are a chosen child of God. God said that he does not want you connected or tied to the devil's children. You can't be caught up in the devil's children. I've been there, so that's why I can preach it. The Lord has anointed me to tell you, you can't do it. I don't care how much you think the sex is good or how much they, you know, bought you a nice purse or a watch or took you out of the country. If you are single, you can't be connected to the devil's children. You've been crying all day, all night. You have a headache. You can't even go to sleep. You've been asking God why. Come on, type it in the comments. Say, Lord, you talking to me. Lord, you talking to me. You have to remember that the devil is a false prophet. In other words, he prophesies lies to your heart daily. He prophesies lies to your mind daily. So if you can relate to what God is saying, type it in the comments. Say, Holy Ghost, help me. Come on. I want to see it. Come on. Say, Holy Ghost, help me. So let's go to the New Testament, where God is going to help you see the reason why it wasn't going to work out. Let's go to John chapter 8, verse 44, so that you can see what God says about the devil. I will read it from the New Life Version, okay? Go ahead and get your Bible. Go ahead and grab your... Y'all should have already had your Bible. You know when I come on, you got to have your Bible. You got to have your little pen. I always say get your little pencil, mechanical pencil. Go ahead and grab your Bible. Go ahead and grab your notebook or a piece of paper. Go ahead to your printing machine if you just got to grab a sheet of paper, but I need you to write down the scripture or put it in your phone under the notes. We're going to go to the New Life Version, okay? We're going to read John, that's in the New Testament, John chapter 8, verse 44. So we're going to see what God is saying. And it says, the devil is your father. You are from him. You want to do the sinful things your father, the devil, wants you to do. He has been a killer from the beginning. The devil has nothing to do with the truth. There is no truth in him. It is expected of the devil to lie, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Oh, I can't hear nobody. Now, I will read it also. Let me turn to the King James Version. Y'all go to the same chapter, John chapter 8, verse 44. Okay, and I'm going to read it from the King James Version. Because if y'all like me, you know, I like both, but my number one favorite is the King James Version. Okay, so John chapter 8, verse 44. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the host of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Now, when the Lord says that he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, abode means that he does not live in the truth. So just like when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ abodes in you. He lives inside of you. But remember that there are people out here that are children of the devil, and the devil abodes. He lives in them. And so he lives in lies. And so there are many people that will cross your path that they may come off as, you know, children of God, but really they abode in lies. They live in lies. But we are children of the Most High God. We live in the truth. I know it's a hard pill to swallow, but it is the truth, okay? It is the truth. And so we don't want to be connected to anybody that is full of lies, because the liars are going to steer us wrong, okay? All right. So did y'all write that down? Type it in the comments. John, somebody type it in. John chapter 8, verse 44. All right, let's move on. All righty. So as we are wondering why didn't the relationship work out, we have to understand that God desires good things for us. God said that many of you will be able to relate to this live video that we're doing, because many of you have put your all into a relationship, or this particular relationship that you're in now. Some of y'all have some hurts that you're dealing with from the past, and you put your all in it. But God said that it would never work because you were connected to a person that had the devil operating in them. And through them, the devil told you lies. The scripture that we just read is saying that there is no truth in the devil. The devil is a liar. You have to be reminded of that. With your pretty self, the devil is a liar. That's what he is. And I hate the devil. He's a liar. So the person that the devil has put in your life has been lying to you. It might be a female friend that you had. It might be a cousin. It might be an aunt. It could be a coworker. It could be a guy that you were living with. It could be a guy that you used to live with. It could, if you're a man listening to this, could be a woman that you used to live with. It could be someone that you thought would be your go-to person as far as your wife or your husband, okay? Whether it was a woman or a man, they are of the devil. So I'm talking to my people that want to give up today. I'm talking to my people. Type it in the comments. Say, that's me. I wanted to give up, but I'm not. Type it in the comments. Say, I wanted to give up, but I'm not. I'm talking to my single people. I'm talking to my people that went through a divorce. I'm talking to my people that's in a bad marriage. I'm talking to the people of God that's hoping that this man will ask you to marry him. You've been in this relationship for some months. You've been in this relationship for some years. I'm talking to the people that have been breaking your neck to make the relationship work. You've been breaking your neck. God told you to move on, and you keep doing what? Come on, type it in the comments. Say disobedient. Say, I've been being disobedient. Come on, type it in the comments. Say, I've been being disobedient. And you keep being disobedient, trying to hang in there, being stressed out when you don't have to be. You really don't. I remember when I was married to the wrong person, I was stressed out every day. Oh, my goodness. I would go to bed late. I was just stressed. And I was like, wait a minute. I belong to the Lord. I'm not supposed to be stressed out. Because when you're stressed out, what does that mean? I'm going to give y'all one factor, a main factor. This is a gem. I need you to write it down. Say the oil of joy. When you are stressed out, you are missing the oil of joy. Instead, you're being depressed. You're being confused. That's another thing. Y'all write that down. When you're in the wrong relationships and you're wondering why it didn't work, write this down. Say you're being depressed and you're being confused. There's two strongholds that the devil has you in. The stronghold. A stronghold is a demon that has you locked into a world of darkness that you should not be living in. So you confuse, you depress. God said it would never work. God said it would never work. God said it will never work. God said it will never work because you are God's chosen one. You have been set up for a purpose of called what? Y'all write it down. Put it in the comments. Success. You see, the oil of joy carries success. Oh, I can't hit nobody. The Holy Ghost is connected to the oil of joy. That's one of the fruits of the Spirit, the oil of joy. And the oil of joy has success. Type it in the comments. Say, I've been set up for success. Oh, I can't hit nobody. Now, when you belong to God, you hate being mistreated. You hate when a person lies to you and breaks your heart. Remember that the devil is a liar and his children are liars, and their job is to tap into your soul that's connected to your flesh and that you only are attached to your emotions. These demons want you, they don't want you to pray. They want you to be sad. They want you to be confused. They don't want you to read your Bible. You see, when you pray, you tap into the power source of God. When you pray, all of hell get confused. Oh, I can't hear nobody. All of hell get confused when you pray. When you read the word of God, this is when God can talk to you during prayer and reading the word. All of hell is confused. The demons are like, oh my goodness. They are tapping into the power source of God, the kingdom of God. They're no longer going to be depressed. They're no longer going to be sad and confused. They're going to now have the oil of joy, which is what God said belongs to them, so that now they can walk into their chosen success. Oh, I can't hear nobody. Somebody type it in the comments. Say, chosen success belongs to me. I can't hear nobody. Say, chosen success belongs to me. And so you want to be in prayer. so that you can hear God give you two things. Y'all ready? Get your pencil or your pen ready. Y'all write this down. Y'all ready? Somebody said, okay, she said she ready. One is divine guidance. God will give you divine guidance. You see, when the devil is telling you lies, you can't hear anything from God if you don't pray, if you don't take the time and read your scriptures out loud. Remember, I always teach y'all that. Two, God will give you divine strategies. One, divine guidance. Two, divine strategies, so that you can leave that relationship and start walking into the blessings of God. I know it's hard to hear. Y'all like, Dr. Lisa, I done invested my time. But guess what? Do you want to keep being depressed, or do you want to walk into success? Oh, that rhymes. That rhymes. Depressed, success. Oh, I can't hear nobody. Success plus joy. No. Let me reverse it. Joy plus obedience equals success. Yes, Lord. Y'all come on and type that in the comments. Joy plus success. No, joy plus obedience equals success. I'm gonna get some t-shirts and some mugs to say that. Joy plus obedience, or obedience plus joy equals success. I can't hear nobody. All right, so let's turn to Psalms chapter 45. We are now in the Old Testament. Psalms chapter 45, verse 7. And I'm going to read from the New Life Version. And it says, you have loved what is right and good. You have hated what is wrong. That is why God, your God, has chosen you. He has poured over you the oil of joy more than over anyone else. Y'all type it in the comments. Say, I have the oil of joy. Y'all see the proof that God has chosen you. He chose you. Demons don't have success with joy. Demons don't have joy. They are mad. They are angry. They are bitter. They are hateful. They have that murderous spirit. They want to kill God's people. I can't hear nobody. That's why you can't be connected. Some of y'all been in relationship for some years and you scared to go. He goes, Messiah, who am I talking to? Type it in the comments. Say, that's me. Come on, type it in the comments. Say, that's me. We got thousands of people listening from all over the world. Don't worry about who see your name. See, that's what the enemy, he wants you to operate in fear. Go ahead and type it in the comments. Say, that is me. Type in the comments, that is me. Type in the comments, say, but I have the oil of joy. Come on, you got to decree and declare it. So God said, call those things that be not as though they were. What does that mean? That means right now you might be sad, but you're going to say, I have the oil of joy, because the oil of joy is your success. I'm going to be obedient to God. Oh, I can't hear nobody. When you're obedient to God, demons got to go. They can't hang around. They can't stay in the oil of joy. Type it in the chat. Joy means also that what? You have the spirit of greatness. I need everybody that's on the live and on the replay, type it in. Say, joy means that I have the spirit of greatness. I have the spirit of greatness. Don't you know that you are great? When God chose you for success, that makes you great. But see, the devil operates in being a failure. He cannot be successful in the things of God. He is a failure because he is a liar. The devil is a false prophet. And he prophesied to you negative, bad things about your health, about your family, about your finances, about your destiny, about your identity. Satan, he has been a liar from the beginning. He is a liar. He is the father of lies. He is the instigator of false prophecies against your life. Let's talk about Nehemiah from the Bible. Let's turn to Nehemiah chapter 12. I'm in the Old Testament. Old Testament is the beginning of the Bible. Let's go to Nehemiah chapter 12. I'm sorry, chapter 6. Nehemiah. Somebody say, I don't know how to spell it. Oh, my goodness. N for Nancy, E-H-E-M for Mary, I-A-H. Y'all got to start studying y'all word. so that we can destroy the powers of the devil. I am in Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 12 and 13, okay? And it says, when Nehemiah was rebuilding the wall around Jerusalem, his enemies sent someone to prophesy against him. And the scripture says, and I perceived and saw that God had not sent him, but then he pronounced the prophecy against me. Because Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. He was hired for this reason, that I might become fearful, act accordingly in sin. Then they would have an evil report by which they could reproach me. Oh, I can't hear nobody. Do you know what this scripture is saying? Hallelujah. In this scripture, we learn that the enemy will use people. People that you love, people that you trust, to prophesy falsely over your life. And they will prophesy lies to do what? To intimidate you. They will bring strategies that will intimidate you. And those intimidations will make you sin. It will make you sin. You might cuss. You might go have a drink of alcohol to get drunk. You might go have sex with somebody you're not married. Or you might be married and you might want to go cheat on your spouse. I can't hear nobody. You might be like, well, we separated. So let me go, because this was a false prophecy given to you and you don't know that it's false. So you're going to say, let me go. Let me go and sleep with such and such that he gave me his number a month ago. I met such and such at church. Oh, he was looking good. He was smelling good. Let me go have lunch with him. So now you believe the false prophecy and you go out and you sin. You go out and you sin against what God really said. But see, you won't tap into the truth and you'll sit there and think, why didn't it work? And you won't know that you are a chosen success if you don't pray and read God's word out loud. Those of you who have the gift of tongues, you need to be praying in the Holy Spirit. If you don't have the gift of tongues, you need to be asking for it. You need to be asking. And from this, we learn and know that the devil has demonic agents on an assignment to make us miss God. We have another example. Let's talk about the battle with David. David's battle against Goliath, the giant himself. Let's talk about that. Go to 1 Samuel. I'm still in the Old Testament, chapter 17, verse 42. Okay, the giant himself prophesied against David. When the Philistine looked and saw, when they saw David, he despised him, for he was a youth and ruddy with a handsome appearance. The Philistine said to David, now here's the false prophecy. Am I a dog that you come to me with tricks? Then the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine said to David, come to me and I will give your flesh to the birds of the heavens and to the beasts of the field. Now the gods are the witches and the warlocks, Satan, demonic spirits, okay? The devil will also prophesy what? Directly to your mind. That's what he was doing to David. He was prophesying lies to his mind with a small voice of condemnation. Am I a dog? What he said. He said, come to me and I will give your flesh to the birds. You better know that the birds are witches and warlocks that had his name in a cauldron pot. That's what that scripture means. The enemy will confirm his false prophecies by sending others across your path to discourage your heart, or by beating the same drum to your soul. How many of y'all can relate to that? Type in the comments, say amen, that is me. Say amen, amen, that is me. But also type in the comments, I have the oil of joy. I have the oil of joy. When you meditate on the false lies of the devil, you will never hear what God has to say. You can't, because you're so stuck in why didn't it work out? You want a lie of the devil to work out for your good, but that ain't how that works. That's not the equation of the Holy Ghost. God has good things in store for you to be set up for success. And so you have to know that you either going to do one or two things. You're going to eat from the table of God, or you're going to eat from the table of demons. Oh, I can't hear nobody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't hear nobody. You have to choose which one you want to do. Type it in the comments. Say, I am chosen for success. I am chosen for success. Who am I talking to? Come on, let's repeat it. Say, I am chosen for success. I am chosen for success. Come on, let's say it over and over. Say, I am chosen for success. I am chosen for success. Now, there are two demonic spirits here, Tobiah and Sanballat. Those are demons. Those are demons that were sent on an assignment. They were hired, the Bible says. They were hired to go on an assignment to prophesy lies to David's mind, not only to his mind, but to his flesh. And so I want to encourage you all to always know that God said he loves you, and see, the devil hates you. So when God loves you, he does what? He chooses you for success. And so that's what we have to remember, that God chose you for success. The devil chose you to destroy you. He chose you for his camp, for you to not reach your destiny. Because why? Because he's a liar. But we're going to start believing God. We're going to start trusting God. I don't care what the devil has told you. We are going to believe God. We're going to trust God. Hallelujah. So instead of receiving and meditating on the devil's false prophecies, do like David did. And prophesy back to the devil. You got to start prophesying back to the devil. I teach y'all this, but some of y'all done fell to the wayside. You got to start talking back to the devil. He talks trash to you, don't he? He tell you lies to make you sad and cry, make you confused, but you need to start talking back to the devil. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. Y'all turn to 1 Samuel. I'm in the Old Testament. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. I'll wait for y'all to get there. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, a spear, and a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have revealed. This day will the Lord deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. Then I will give you the corpse of the Philistine camp this day to the birds of the air and to the beasts of the earth, so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And then all this assembly will know that this is not by sword and spear that the Lord saves, for the battle belongs to the Lord, and he will give you into our hands. Oh, I can't hear nobody. Some of y'all need to say that right now. Y'all need to be telling that devil, say, hey, I serve a God who can deliver your head into my hands. I serve a God that will strike you down. I serve a God that will throw you out of my life, that will separate me from you. I serve a God that will punish you. I belong to God. You got to start telling that devil, say, hey, God, don't play about me. God will fight for me, and I will win every time. I will win every time. Stop crying and being a wimp for the devil. Cut it out. Dry them tears up. You got to stop crying and let that devil know. Say, you can't touch me no longer. He been telling some of y'all that you're going to consistently be a failure. You got to let that devil know, say, I belong to God. He been telling you that you can't get married, that you and your kids ain't going to talk. He been saying that, you know what, you can't pay your bills, you can't buy no house, you can't get a promotion. You need to prophesy back to the devil and say, my God told me in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, that he shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. When he prophesies that you'll never be healed, prophesy back to him, say, by his stripes I am healed. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. When he prophesies that your children will never serve God, you need to prophesy back to the devil. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Say, and it says, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Don't meditate on the devil's prophecy. Start prophesying what God said. Meditate on the Bible. If you don't have one, run on down into the Salvation Army. Run on down into your local church. If you are not a member, don't worry. Just go down there or call on the phone and say, do you have a Bible for me? Get on Google, download it on your phone. Whether you have a iPhone or a Google phone or a Samsung, download the Bible app. That way you can read the Bible. Because the longer you stay out of the Bible, the longer the devil can prophesy lies. Then you won't know the truth, what God is saying. The enemy will prophesy lies to you about everything, about your money, just everything. But you can't let the prophecy stick. See, that's where God's children lose, because you don't prophesy the truth over your life. You just sit there and be like, the devil is a liar. No, but we just read scriptures. So go back after this live, rewind it, listen to it again, download it, share it, copy it, and just prophesy out loud the word of God over your life. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 1, 2, and 3. And it says, I'm in the Old Testament, chapter 18, verse 1, 2, and 3. And it says, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my safe place, and the one who takes me out of trouble. My God is my rock in whom I am safe. He is my safe. Covering, my saving strength and my strong tower. Verse 3, I'll call to the Lord who has the right to be praised, and I am saved from those who hate me. Type it in the comments. Say, I am saved from my enemies. I am saved from my enemies. I am saved from my enemies, and I will not give up. Type it in the comments. Say, I will not give up. That's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to give up. Say, but I will not give up. I'm not going to meditate on the lies of the devil. Please share this with a friend, family, or stranger. If you're on the podcast, please follow the podcast. If you're on YouTube, subscribe so that every time I post a live, I come on live, that you will be here with me. Hallelujah. I am so excited about your chosen success. Hallelujah. Now, some of y'all been leaving me messages saying that you would like to talk to me. Well, if you're on YouTube, you just go right there at the top of the channel and you click on the Calendly link. If you are on the live podcast, there's a link in the show notes for you to schedule an appointment with me. Follow me on Instagram. I am Dr. Lisa Lisa. Follow me on YouTube. Dr. Lisa. Ask Dr. Lisa. My email is hello@askdrlisa.org. I think before I forgot to tell y'all the hello part. But some of y'all, a lot of y'all already know it and y'all be emailing me. But hello@askdrlisa. Let everything work out for your good, because God is working it out for your good. And you need to understand that Jesus Christ loves you, and he is going to make sure that every evil assignment is not going to work out for you. Every evil assignment. You know, a lot of times we like to pick and choose. But when we pick and choose, we do what? We choose wrong. So I want to encourage you to go back and listen to the live, because we are a ministry that is here to help you be focused on God. We are committed to Jesus Christ. And so we want you to walk into your purpose in every relationship with your family. We also teach on generational curses. We teach on different levels of witchcraft. We teach on prayer strategies that can help you walk into the blessings of God. And we just teach you the Bible. And that's what God says in the last days, which we're living in, people will get away from sound doctrine, which is the Bible. So God bless you. May the grace and the favor of God be on your life. Y'all share, share, share. I love you so much. I love you with all of my heart. Jesus Christ loves you. And I look forward to seeing you. Guess what? Tomorrow. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. That's why it's important that you subscribe to the YouTube and you click on the bell that says all notifications. And also follow me on the new platform, Apple. What are we on? Apple, Spotify. Now, sometimes they tell us it takes 24 hours for the public to see it on the podcast, although we are live. So just go back and type in the search bar, chosen for success with, no, is it chosen for purpose? What is the name? What is the name? I'm gonna pick it. Chosen for purpose. You see, I'm so excited. Chosen for purpose with Dr. Lisa. And so when you go on that, you will be able to see, you know, the podcast. Like I say, it could be, you know, another 24 hours. But God bless you, and I love you. And schedule an appointment with me. Just click on the calendar link, and I look forward to talking to you. All right. Take care. Be blessed. Bye-bye.